AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Police in Lafayette, Louisiana are working on a motive for the deadly shooting at a movie theater. Ed Donahue has more.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says gunman John Hauser has been on its files for 10 years. The center says in online forums, Hauser expressed interest in white power groups and the anti-gay Westboro Baptist Church. Russell County, Alabama Sheriff Heath Taylor says Hauser has a history of domestic violence and other issues.
We believe that he was being seen in 08 and 09 for mental illness here.
State Police Colonel Mike Edmondson hopes this all leads to some answers.
Why was he living in a Motel 8? Why did he have wigs in there and glasses and all those types of things?
I'm Ed Donahue.
Eight character witnesses say Colorado theater shooter James Holmes was a happy, friendly child when he was growing up in California. Their testimony was videotaped in court Friday and will be replayed for the jury next week. Defense lawyers are calling witnesses to describe Holmes's more humane side as they try to persuade jurors to sentence him to life in prison without parole instead of death. Are you eating too much added sugar? The Nutrition Facts label may one day help you figure that out. Susan Main with the FDA says they'd like to see food labels that make it easier for people to know how much added sugar is in their food.
The percent daily value for added sugars would be based on a recommendation that daily intake of added sugar should not exceed 10% of total calories.
The government's proposing that food labels include the percentage of your recommended daily intake of added sugar. AT&T's $48.5 billion purchase of DirecTV has clearance from the Federal Communications Commission. The Justice Department had already cleared the deal. This is AP Radio News. Power problems caused delays for Amtrak between Washington, D.C. and Boston, and for commuter lines into New York City, leaving riders livid and officials apologizing.
The problems have been ongoing, and Amtrak president and CEO Joseph Boardman says he knows how to fix them.
The challenge is not finding the solution. The challenge is a funding solution.
Boardman toured one of the Amtrak substations and says one of the fixes is building a new tunnel because the existing infrastructure is old. But he says the money has to come from the federal government as well as states and cities. Funding for Amtrak has long been a contentious issue in Congress. In May, the House Appropriations Committee voted to cut Amtrak's budget by $251 million. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, stocks closed broadly lower, given the S&P 500 index its fourth losing week out of the last five. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.